are you doing shouting after me like a schoolboy?
I'm sorry.
Go away. Can't I have a minute to myself? Look at them staring at me. I won't cry. Have they arrested Ivan? Have they taken him down to the cells?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad.
It won't be for long. They're bound to release him, you understand that?
There is nothing I don't understand. All hope is gone for my Mitya. I know that. But I wish it was Ivan or you in the cells rather than him. Is that a sin? All hope is gone. Now we will see what kind of a man Mitya is. Better than either of you.
Yeah, I think he is as well.
I'm sick of understanding things.
It was Smerdyakov who killed our father. Ivan was right about that.
Was he? Does it matter? I wonder what will happen. Not the verdict, I'm sure of that. I wonder if I will go to Siberia with him. I know I've made the most violent protestations that I would, but now it actually comes to it. I have the greatest curiosity to see what I'll actually do. What do you think I'll do?
Do you want to know why Smerdyakov killed my father?
What do people do in Siberia apart from freeze and starve?
No one knows who Smerdyakov really was.
I know he was a nasty young man who looked at me in a way I didn't like. I know that.
One day you must explain all of this to Mitya. Listen to me. Smerdyakov was my brother. Our brother. In the flesh. And in the spirit.
Oh, are you being religious again, Alyosha?
My father was his father. I mean that literally. Literally.
I see. Well, it often happens. Masters sleep with their servants.
Oh, his mother wasn't a servant. She was a poor idiot who lived roughly and died of cold the night she gave birth to Smerdyakov in some dirty shed. Grigori took him in. Perhaps on my father's orders, perhaps against them.
So? He killed his master in revenge, then? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Partly for that, I suppose. I'm going to tell the judge about Smerdyakov. That he's our brother. I have to. Even if he thinks I'm lying. My family's already disgraced. Another sordid little secret won't matter.
Nothing will matter when Katerina Ivanovna reads out Dmitri's letter. It's too late now for any intervention of yours or mine. We must bow our heads to fate. Besides, what kind of an end to the story is that? Your version. Even if it is true. Can you imagine what the Moscow papers would make of it? They wouldn't believe it. A serf killing his master. His master. And perhaps his father as well. It's not acceptable. It's too political in these troubled times. Mitya is the man. Obviously he is the man. A dissolute member of the ruling class. A bit of a pig, perhaps, but one of ours gone astray. A private tragedy. Far better that. He'll be punished for his greed and violence. In a week or two, it will all be forgotten. It won't mean anything. That's the story everyone wants. You look surprised.
I'm sorry.
You look surprised that I, a woman like me, could think such things. Could think at all. I see the family resemblance. With Smerdyakov, yes. All you Karamazovs look at me in the same way. Except him. Except Mitya. And he is the coarsest of you all.
Let's not give up hope. I'll go and speak to Katya. Try to persuade him.
They won't let you near her. I've tried already. I would have thrown myself at her feet and begged her to be merciful. I would have wept and wailed. It would have made a magnificent scene. I had it planned. She'd be really enjoying herself. And then I'd snatch the letter out of her hand. I'd snatch it, rip it into pieces, destroy it. Though actually, I'd much prefer to destroy her. Rip her to pieces. God.
I received this letter the day before the crime was committed. I received the letter from Dmitri Fyodorovich, my fiancé. In it...
You are the fiancé of the prisoner, Dmitri Fyodorovich Karamazov, and you've done everything possible to assist him. You paid for a learned doctor to come and give evidence on his behalf. But now, at the prompting of your conscience, you've decided to speak out, to tell a terrible truth. You're determined to entirely contradict the evidence of your own expert.
Yes, I must. It is inexpressibly...
You're going to prove, to the complete satisfaction of the court, that the murder was planned, prepared and anticipated by the prisoner with a considerable degree of relish. Relish?
May I read the letter, please?
Here's a man who stole from you, who consorted with harlots, flaunted his relationships with them publicly, and yet you remain true to him. You refuse to abandon him. You refuse to separate your destiny from his. You were prepared to do anything. Anything at all to save him.
I would have done anything, yes. That's true. But now I must abandon him. I must turn my back on him. I must betray him. Ivan is innocent.
And that is your motive in acting as you do now. You refuse to see an innocent man ravaged by grief for the death of his father, outraged by his brother's actions, falsely condemn himself in a moment of madness. Your sentiments do you nothing but credit.
I must make my confession. I love Ivan. I love him. But I would have renounced him. I had renounced him, but I cannot see him accuse himself in this terrible way. I have made my choice. Your Honor, I beg you, release Ivan Fyodorovich. Must more people suffer for the crimes of this man? This fiend.
This is extraordinary. This is preposterous. Are we at a murder trial or a pantomime? Let me assure the court that despite this unexpected, bizarre turn of events, I will defend my client. I must object.
Sit down. If you are my lawyer, sit down. Let her say whatever she likes. It's all true. I'd forgotten about that letter. Read it, Katya. I forgive you. It's nice to have a chance to forgive you instead of it always being the other way around.
If Your Honour...
By all means, let us hear the letter, if the young lady is ready.
I am ready. I will speak the truth, only the truth. Dmitri sent me this letter, written, as you can see, on the back of a bill. A bar bill. He hated me when he wrote it. He was ashamed of himself. He has every reason to be ashamed. He had run off after some vile creature.
Don't laugh, Grushenka. Don't laugh.
That vile creature! You see her sitting in the front row in all her finery. Her disgraceful finery. Listen to me. When I gave him the money, the 3,000 rubles to send to my sister, it was a test. I knew he intended to desert me and run off with her. I looked him in the eye. Could he be so ignoble as to take this money? Steal this money from me and run off that very afternoon to seduce this female? Yes. Yes, he was that ignoble.
True. Every word is true.
He knew I would forgive him. I had sworn to forgive him everything. Let him disgrace himself. Let him degrade me. I would not desert him. I told him that. He was sure of me, so he wrote the letter, knowing I would keep it hidden.
You misjudged me there. Mm. I'd forgotten about the letter.
He knew I would keep it, and that the letter would torment me. That it would torment me forever. He is a man who enjoys the suffering of others.
How exactly would possession of this letter torment you?
I got this letter the day before he killed his father, and I did nothing. He made me his accomplice. That was his plan. For the rest of my life, he would torment me with that fact.
That is very evil.
Oh, the pleasure he would have casting it in my teeth. The pleasure. He would have reproached me with it for the rest of my days. Yes. He doesn't deny it. Look how he hangs his head.
Katya.
Listen. This is what he wrote. I know where the old goat has his money. I'll get it and I'll get him. He won't escape me. I'll knock the old devil's brains out, I will. I'll do it this week. You see? He planned it.
Do you accept the letter is yours, that you wrote those words?
Yes, I wrote them. I was drunk when I wrote them, but I did write them. And I did mean them. But God was good to me. God looked after me. I did not strike the blow. I swear it. Katya.
You must not harass the witness.
We hated one another, you and I. Yes, we did. But even so, even when I hated you, I loved you. In a way, I did. You, on the other hand, never loved me. I was merely a scourge for you to whip yourself with. Why, Katya? Why did you deserve such punishment? What sin do you harbour in your soul?
Sin. The sin of wanting to rescue you. Of wanting to defend you from yourself. The only reason you wanted me was for my money. Oh, the baseness of it. The vulgarity.
You agreed to marry this gentleman as an act of spiritual generosity.
He turned her down when she offered herself to him. Offered herself. Tell the court about that, missy.
Sit down, I beg you, please, Grushka.
No, you needn't fear, Alyosha. I won't be provoked. An animal of some kind grunts in the undergrowth. Well, let it. I only have this more to say. Ivan Fyodorovich is a gentle soul, a misunderstood soul. People gossip about him, his politics. Politics. He is a man longing above all else for the betterment of his fellow human beings, as I do. He is bitter sometimes. He speaks bitterly, but his soul shines like a furnace, a burning furnace. His brother's actions have tortured him as they have tortured me.
Thank you so much. You have been of the greatest assistance.
One more word. I have one more thing to say. It is of the greatest significance. This nonsense about Smerdyakov, it is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Ivan spoke of him. Others have spoken of him. I know why. There is a rumour, true, false, that Smerdyakov was the son, the product of a liaison of his father's.
Are you saying?
Yes, and I think it is probably true. He was his son. Ivan was ill when the news of this poor man's suicide became known. He saw the body, and so in his fever, raving, this strange notion about Smerdyakov being the murderer came to him. He was driven mad by his desire to save this monster.
You call me a monster?
I do. Yes, I do.
She has brought ruin upon you, my Mitenka. She has brought ruin upon us both.
Smerdyakov? Is that true?
Yes. And that was the ace I had hidden. Now she's played it against us and we are lost.
Will.
No, I'll take my oath upon it. They won't convict.
Did you hear the evidence? Did you listen?
Evidence? Who's interested in evidence? Everyone knew old Karamazov was a vile old reprobate, an unpleasant old sinner. I know it's murder. I know it's the murder of a parent, a father. But seriously, there are fathers and fathers. Perhaps Dmitri did give him a bit of a tap on the head, but who can blame him?
Oh, I saw how well the prosecution's closing speech went down, even if you didn't.
He spoke well, I suppose. I grant you that. But in the end, it's all worse.
Well, I think they'll convict.
How certain are you? You fancy a wager, dear?
What are you saying?
Alexei Fyodorovich, I didn't
were
see
you
the...
betting on the verdict? Is that what you were doing? God,
What kind of men are you?
You misunderstood. We were talking of a horse race, weren't we?
Well, sir, I for one find it pretty amusing to be lectured about my behaviour by a Karamazov. Very amusing, in fact.
You're right. If we were not capable of passing by and laughing while another human being suffers the most profound agony of body and spirit, how could our species survive? Huh? If we could not endure, even enjoy each other's griefs and sorrows, what would become of us? You do well, gentlemen. Forgive the interruption.
I wouldn't mind, but I was betting Dimitri would be freed. I was on his side.
Look at the jury's faces. What do you think, Alyosha? Is it good or bad they only took an hour?
If you are ready, gentlemen.
We're ready.
First, I will ask for your verdict, and then I will ask for your recommendations. Is that understood?
I understand, sir. We all understand.
First, on the charge of murder, did you reach a unanimous verdict?
We reached a unanimous verdict about all of it.
Good. That's very good.
He's guilty. He's guilty of the murder, the robbery, everything.
You're supposed to wait until I ask you.
I thought you had.
The charges are supposed to be taken separately.
Sorry. We can do that if you like.
It's too late for that now. It's silence. Silence! Well, do you have any recommendations as to the clemency? The maximum sentence is 20 years exile to Siberia. Do you wish to alter that in any way? In respect of the defendant's youth and taking into account the issue of provocation.
Let him do the 20 years, Your Honour. That's our recommendation.
I will speak. The last time I will speak here in this room. I am innocent. I am innocent of his blood. I swear that with my hand on the throne of God. Katya, I forgive you. My brothers, look after my darling Grushenka. Look after her for my sake. Take me away. Take me away from this place.
Oh, Yosha, explain it to me. Make it make sense to me.
Be brave. You will be brave, I know it.
I've known all along that this would happen. Why then is it such a shock? In a moment, my life is rushed over a precipice. I'm falling. Everything is dark. They must let me see him.
We will go see him.
Where is the judge? Where is he? He should have condemned me as well.
He's gone. All the officials are gone.
They will let me go with him into exile, won't they? I'm responsible for all this. Oh, Alyosha. It happened so long ago, in another life, a month ago, 6 weeks ago. I don't understand that girl, the one I was, how she behaved. Letting Dimitri believe I would go with your father. Letting him think his own father was a rival. And who knows, if he had been rich enough. If he had been rich enough, would I have sold myself to him? Would I?
No. In the end, no.
The world has been cruel to me. Does that excuse my behaviour?
No.
They will let me go with him. They will let me do that.
I don't know.
You must make them. You must explain. Oh, Yosha, do this for me.
I would do anything for you. Let me walk you home now. They will let us see him later today. I'll arrange that. Come with me. Come.
There you are. I was looking for you.
Where else would I be but sitting in this room? Sitting.
I have some news.
Yes?
Wait until you hear this. It's
is extraordinary. You listening, Lisa? It's about Katerina Ivanovna. She has had Ivan taken from the hospital and brought round to her house. Imagine that. Apparently, she's determined to nurse him herself.
I bet she has bought a lovely long apron and has her hair very plainly but exquisitely dressed.
It'll suit her. But that is not the point, is it? Apart from the servants, there's no one else in the house. It's another scandal. But of course she has done it from the best of motives. What do you think?
I try not to.
Everyone is talking about it. We should have a dinner party to cheer you up.
Are you absolutely certain of that? I have an awful feeling I would be horribly rude to our guests.
I am very annoyed with that boy.
Which boy? Alyosha has better things to do than come and sit in our drawing room and gossip. I only wish I had better things to do myself. We must go to Moscow.
Moscow?
Or St. Petersburg. Why not?
Why not indeed? You're walking better than ever, most days. You will get over it, my love.
I will get over it. What a terrible thought. How cynical. I'm not really, you know, cynical. I thought he would come.
Oh, I am so angry with him. I would never have permitted him to present himself as a suitor. Never. But he should have tried. He certainly should have tried.
So let us talk of something else. Tell me about Dmitri. Can we talk of nothing but these Karamazovs? Is he well? Will he marry Grushenka and take her to Siberia with him? How romantic that sounds. How unbearably squalid it would be in reality. You would think a woman like her would have the sense to cut her losses.
Perhaps she loves him.
There is only one conclusion to be drawn from all this.
And what is that?
He has forgotten all about me. That's why he hasn't come. He will never come. I'm a fool to sit here by the window, aren't I? Don't say anything comforting to me.
I won't.
Mama.
See you. There's no point sitting there looking like Alyosha. I know who you are.
It is me, Ivan. It's me, Alyosha, really.
Is it? Oh, of course it is. Do you know what I hate about him?
Who?
The devil. You must concentrate on what I'm saying. We were talking about the devil. Listen. He's an atheist. A dyed-in-the-wool non-believer. He's proved to me that God doesn't exist, that all things are permissible. He uses the words I used to smudge a cough.
You don't believe that all things are permissible?
No? Are you sure?
You must rest and get well. You mustn't let anything trouble you.
As long as I'm well when the trial starts, that's the main thing. I am getting better, aren't I?
Yes.
I'm going to confess. Confess to everything. The murder. Everything. His head was cracked open. Did you know that?
Yes.
Cracked open. Cracked open.
Quiet now.
I'll save Dmitri. That's all I care about. I will save him.
Good, good.
Sometimes Katya comes to visit me. It isn't really Katya, I know that. What would Katya be doing in my dirty lodgings? But she puts her hand on my forehead. She cries, kisses my mouth, and tells me she loves me. How simple it might have been. We might have loved each other, her and me. Loved each other. Been happy.
That still might be.
No, I'll be in prison. Or the madhouse. Not the madhouse. Please. In the madhouse, I'd be alone with him. The devil.
There's a cure for it all, you know.
Talk to me all the time.
My patent medicine. A nice little knife. Tight, little rope.
A lead bullet buried deep into the brain. And then silence. Perfect peace.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him then?
I know what he says. You've told me what he says. Lie still.
You think suicide is a sin? It is a sin. The irresistible sin. At that moment when he had Jesus on top of the mountain, they say in the gospel he offered him the world and everything in it. That's a lie. I know what the devil offered. He offered death. He tempted him with the cross, and Christ took it. That's what happened. Is it nearly morning yet?
It's midday.
Wake me up, won't you, when it's morning? I'll get up. I'll get dressed in a nice, clean shirt. You can help me. I don't mind if you help me. Just you. My brother. And we'll go to the court together. We'll save Dimitri. Won't we?
Would you have gone without speaking to me, Alexei Fyodorovich?
No. No, I want very much to speak to you.
You blame me. You blame me for everything.
No, I don't.
I've sent one brother to Siberia, and it looks as though I will send another to the grave. I shouldn't say that. It can't be true. He looks so ill. But the doctors are confident. They are very confident.
Aye, Varm would say, well, they're paid to be confident. There's no point in them coming in saying hopeless and turning on their heels. There's no money in that. Best to keep the hopes up and the rubles flowing.
You can make jokes. You are braver than I.
He will be well again.
Will you swear to it? I will. I swear before God he will get better. I love him. For his pride, for his faults, for his arrogance and his self-contempt, I understand that. Once we sat, the two of us, hand in hand, for half an hour without speaking. We could not trust ourselves to speak. I was happy. Painfully happy.
I need to talk to you about Dimitri, Katya.
If only I'd met him before Dimitri. No, I wanted Dimitri. I wanted some lost cause. I wanted a wounded man, a sinner to make myself seem a saint, a noble woman walking untainted through the filth and corruption of this world, a beacon, a light, a fool. Do you think I don't know I'm a fool? As for the corruption, how curious I was about that, how avid to peer down into that abyss, perhaps to touch the surface of it with my fingertips, perhaps to throw myself into it headlong. And worse than Grushenka, you know, what she did, her life, that was a matter of necessity, whereas I wanted to sin. I did not have the courage. That is what we call virtue, a lack of courage. I have ruined us all, our lives, our hopes. Yours as well.
Then you must make amends.
How?
Dimitri didn't kill our father.
I respect you, Alyosha. I respect this delusion. Oh. Your love for your brother prompts you. Dimitri must be guilty. If he didn't... Why do you always speak of him? Have you no pity for Ivan?
They are both my brothers. I love them equally.
Love is never equal. One always puts a thumb in the scale for one side or the other.
We won't argue.
You think I am a vain fool?
Katya, there is no time for this. We have to talk seriously.
How could Smerdyakov have killed your father?
What's done is done. I forgive you. Dimitri forgives you. The question is, will you help him now? Ivan would wish it.
Sit down, let us compose ourselves. We will talk seriously, but first, are you hungry? Would you like some tea? One forgets you are still a boy.
I want to talk to you about helping Dimitri to escape.
Escape?
Yes. I know Ivan had a plan. He'd contacted an officer who helped in the transport of prisoners, willing to take a bribe. I know you're involved, Katya.
Yes, I knew about it. I knew all about it.
Good. You must tell me about it, Katerina. I need the details.
Why? Mitya wouldn't agree to it.
I know. I was the one who told Ivan that Mitya wouldn't agree. But now he must be persuaded. He must be.
It was all quite simple.
Go on.
The officer would sneak Dimitri out on the third night. Ivan would be nearby. He would have her, that creature, with him, Grushenka. The three of them would escape together and run away to America. America. That would be the last I saw of him, of the van. He would need to go with them to make sure the comrades got them out of Russia. And the beauty of it was I was to pay for it all. The bribe, the transport cost to America, and the money to start a new life.
You know the officer's name?
I told you I know everything. I know the name of the ship he planned to sail away on. But then Dmitri said no. No escape. He wished to suffer. He had sinned and deserved Siberia. I would have done it. Paid for it all. I would have had the courage for that.
Will you help us now?
Do you think Ivan will come to forgive me and love me, Alexei? If I save Dmitri?
Ivan has always loved you, from the very beginning. It is his nature that love and the feeling of being in love infuriates him. That's not your fault.
Ivan is too sick to travel now. He has to stay here with me, doesn't he?
Yes.
Then I can say good riddance to those two. It will give me nothing but pleasure to act the generous patron when you and I know my motives are entirely selfish.
You're not the dreadful person you fear you are.
I am. Why did I take that letter into the courtroom? Because I hoped in my heart that someone, something, would provoke me into revealing it. That is what we are like. That is what people are like.
Perhaps that is true. It doesn't matter at this moment what you and I think. You and I are not the centre of this story.
How deflating. You like to do that, don't you? Deflate my pretensions.
Will you help me? I need a lot of money.
Of course.
You see how he sits in that dirty dressing gown? He's been sitting like that since 27 minutes past one. I know that because I have a very expensive watch given to me by one of my former patrons. Will nothing I say provoke him? I'll be reduced to kissing the prison guard before long. How is he, the other one? Have you seen him today?
He's getting better. I think he is.
And the witch? What did she have to say for herself?
I talked to her of Dmitri's escape. She's agreed to help.
She may have, but Mitya will never do it.
I have the name of the officer who's willing to be bribed.
What do you suppose America is like?
I don't know. They have cities the size of Moscow. It's all quite civilised.
I always wanted to go to Italy.
Well, go then. Go wherever you wish.
Do you hear what I was saying, Mitya? We're discussing your future, your escape.
They won't allow her to come to Siberia with me, even if I marry her. Good. Good. It is better so. But you must swear always to look after my Grushka. Swear it, Alexei Fyodorovich. Swear it in the name of all the saints and angels.
You will look after her, not me.
I'm not a humble man. I'm a violent, angry fool. If they beat me, if the warders there beat me, if they raise their hands to me, I will not submit. I will attack. They will shoot me. It will be better so. I cannot bear to think of how they will treat me. Perhaps they will spit at me. Do you think so? I could endure torture. Let them break me, burn me, hang me. But if they say things to me, or if they laugh at me...
Katerina Ivanovna knows all the details of Ivan's plan.
No, no. I will not escape. I won't abandon my cruel fate. It's all I have. It's all I own.
No. That's the word he says. That's the answer to everything. That's what it comes to, all his protestations. The vows he made to me. No. Do you love me above everything? No. Not more than pride. Will you be with me? No. Will you sacrifice your conceit for me? No. Will you abandon this mad delusion of suffering? Who's no. Will you bring one small ray of light back into the world? No. Will you break my heart with pleasure? He won't escape. He wants to make a martyr of himself.
The people judged me.
The people? A rabble of fat old men who feared how the murder might inspire their own sons.
I did not kill my father.
I know that.
We are guilty men. What does it matter that the details of our indictment are wrong? But it is not you alone, Mitya, who will suffer the blow. Think of your Grushka.
Oh, Alyosha, how you weakened me.
Think also of Katerina Ivanovna.
Christ, curse her!
Hush!
Only if you escape will she ever be able to forgive herself. Otherwise, she will carry that burden to the grave. Her happiness depends on you. Ivan's happiness. Mine.
You.
Katya.
Well, I suppose even the prison warder would have had the manners to wait to be invited in, but not you.
I will kneel here, Dmitri Fyodorovich, on this ground, until you say you have forgiven me.
You are here. I knew you would come.
Did you? Did you ask her to come?
Tell her, Alyosha, tell her how I feel. I can't speak.
At the beginning of this story, the elder knelt before Dmitri in token that his time of suffering was about to begin. Do you remember that, Mitya? And now this woman is kneeling before you to say that your time of suffering is over.
You forgive me, and I forgive you. All my life you will be a wound in my soul, and I will be a wound in yours.
Oh, God, now, if you are listening, restrain
me. You must be quiet, Grushenka.
Must I? Why?
Because I ask you to. This woman and I must speak to one another.
Were they all lies, then, the words we spoke? I worshipped you. I wanted you. I told you again and again I loved you. What did those words mean, Dmitri? I am the one who betrayed you in the end.
Yes, you are.
The betrayal... Well, let's not talk of that. What is worse, I think, is how much we disappointed one another. I disappointed you, of course, but beautiful Katya, you disappointed me as well.
Disappointed you? How? How dare you say I disappointed you?
It's not the time for this conversation. You forgive one another. That is enough.
Dmitri Fyodorovich, when I spoke in the court, when I gave evidence against you, I believed you guilty. As long as I kept speaking, I was convinced. But the minute I stopped, I knew.
What did you know? I am innocent. Do you believe me? Everything hangs on that. I don't care what you said before, what you believed before. Now, at this moment, you must answer me. Katerina Ivanovna, do you believe me innocent of the murder of my father?
I believe you.
Before God. On your hopes of salvation?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I agree to America.
Do you? Because Missy here throws you a few kind words.
Grushka.
That's absolution. All right, Grushka. Show your mettle. Biting and fighting forbidden. We have to be practical. We need money for the escape. We need it today or tomorrow. Will you give it to us?
I am to rescue you as well, am I? That is part of the price I must pay, it seems.
Speak gently, Katerina.
She can speak as she likes, as long as she gives us the money.
Don't talk to her in that way.
Grushenka has borne much.
And I have not? Very well. You sent Alyosha to beg for help, and I will give it.
I didn't send Alyosha. I didn't beg for help.
I went of my own accord, Katya.
Of course, before you swore, you would go to Siberia to suffer for your sins, but everyone changes their mind. We are all human.
He's thinking of us, of me, of Grushenka, of you, Katya, and your conscience. And he's thinking of Ivan, of how he will feel if he were to hear that his brother was in Siberia. He's wondering if he could survive that blow.
I have decided in his name, in that lofty soul's name, and for his sake, I will assist you.
What are you trying to do? You want to make me angry. You wish to provoke me into casting this gift in your teeth. Would that be a last and most pleasurable twist of the knife?
Yes, that is what I am trying to do. Why? Alyosha, what demon is in my heart? I should be ashamed of myself.
Well, Katya, you don't mind if I call you Katya? We are almost family.
Speak.
If you want my opinion, I blame us both about equally for the sorry pass we brought our men to. Me more than you, probably. I admit that.
No.
No.
And yet, it's true, one day, one night, when we are in America and I am drunk, I will say all that to you. I will remember your words and repeat them to you. I will tell you that lie, that exact lie, that you are to blame for it all. And I will rejoice to see you cry. Yes. Yes, I will never cease to be what I am. A Karamazov, a greedy, impetuous beast, a cockroach. Listen, Grushka, everything that has happened to me, I brought upon myself. It was not you, either of you, that made this man. It was not the times, the turmoil of our times that made me. I made myself this monster. Remember, I went to the house that night. Remember the weapon I had in my hand? It was God's love that saved me. Isn't that true, Alyosha?
Yes, I believe that. I believe he is willing to save us. Yes, I hope that's true.
I have nothing more to say. We forgive each other. It is enough.
I don't forgive you. Never. I don't forgive myself.
I will never see you again, Dmitri. Farewell.
Farewell.
She enjoyed that scene, didn't she? Run after her, Alyosha. Make sure of her, money.
I trust her, don't worry. Until tomorrow, Mitya. At the end of the month, you'll be in America.
America! We will go to America, Grushka. There will be times when we will give our souls to be even in Siberia so long as we were home in Russia. I will hate America. And that foreign jabber. How will we live over there, on the edge of the world?
I'll be back with news tomorrow.
Why did I talk of Russia? It's not losing Russia that will break my heart. Very soon I will say goodbye to him. I will say goodbye to Alyosha and never see him again. I will never see the man he will become. How is that possible, Grushka?
Wind in a graveyard you never feel anywhere else. A cold, cruel wind. Makes your poor, shivering body know how mortal it is.
Is that Smerdyakov's grave?
It's his grave. It's where I buried him. I dug it myself, him being a suicide. His mother put a cross in his hands, but that wasn't enough for some people. Superstitious peasants.
Do people still believe such things?
Oh, yes. It's true, it's a thin line between us and them, the dead ones. He was restless in life, so he won't be different dead. I put the rope in his coffin to remind him. Vodka?
No, thanks.
I give the boy a drop. A bit of bread, and a handful of salt. The bread is his. Will you eat some salt for him?
Yes. Smerdyakov. He was my father's son.
I thought you were going to ask me something else about Dmitri. Are you angry that I gave evidence against him? I loved him the best of you all.
You know that Ivan is very ill?
Brain fever, they say. Well, as a man sows. Will he live, do you think?
Yes, I think he can be persuaded to do that. He meant Smerdyakov no harm.
It's a comfort.
But he meant him no good, I dare say.
I would like to think you forgave us.
I dare say you would.
You didn't believe Dimitri guilty of the murder? Not really, and yet you gave evidence against him. I forgive you for that, in all our names.
In the name of the Karamazovs, eh? Well, Smerdyakov was my son. He deserved something. Someone had to suffer. So, Alyosha, what will become of you?
I will leave this town, this place. Perhaps I will go to Moscow. I don't know.
Another handful of salt, yes. And then we're done. Take the vodka. Oh. You'll need it now. You're getting a taste for it, I see.
Thank you.
You are not the boy you were. No. Have you been to speak with your mother?
I wish I could remember her. Sometimes when I go to sleep...
To be my mafia, you remember then. She was the one tucked you up and kissed you. Give your mother my respects.
I will.
Come and see my woman before you go. You owe her that, Alexei Fyodorovich.
I don't know what flowers you like, Mother. If you liked any. I think you may have had hay fever. Someone told me that. So, I'll take a little of Smerdyakov's bread and scatter it on your grave. The birds will come. And I'll imagine that somewhere you hear them singing. I've come to say farewell. Mama, did I call you that? I've come to say goodbye. When I think of this town in the future, I'd like to remember this place, your grave. Ivan will be well. He'll regain his health and, most importantly, his courage. He'll need courage if he's to marry Katya. And yet, her heart is good, I hope. As for Mitya, he's not your son, but I think you must have loved him. He too has a woman. A good woman. I assure you, she is a good woman, despite certain things in her past. Things I can't say to you. You smile. You think I'm such a boy still. I have no one. And that's curious, because I would like to love and be loved, but somehow I'm not fit for it. Mama, if you were here to counsel me, what would you say? I can't imagine. You're crying. Don't cry. The blessed dead are not supposed to cry, and yet even in heaven I imagine you weeping. How cruel my father was to you. There's his grave beside you, between you and Mitya's mother. I know you're there, old man. You're listening to me and smirking. She's nice dry bone, while you, of course, are a mess of corruption. Rotting. How you must enjoy that. Still, if you had not died, if we had not murdered you, what might have happened? What monsters might we have become, huh? The brothers Karamazov. I might have become a saint. A saint in the eyes of the world and an affront to God. Poor God. I wish I could hear your voice. You would laugh at me and ask for brandy. Old man. You never really became an old man. Don't be hurt, Mama, that I think of him, that I'm always thinking of him. You're not a Karamazov. You're not one of us, and I don't say that to wound you. It should make you happy. Listen to the birds. Don't listen to me. I will go and find an unknown life and live it every minute. And at times, if I fear myself, if I fear my greedy, restless soul, don't blame me. Don't be angry with me. Bless me. Bless me, both of you. And in the name of the merciful, let me go.
In the final episode of The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky, Dmitry Karamazov was played by Paul Hilton, Ivan, Nicholas Bolton, Alyosha, Karl Prekop, Katerina, Juliet Aubrey, Grushenka, Katie Kavanagh, and Grigori by Desmond McNamara. Lisa was Emma Noakes, Mrs. Kotkakova, Rachel Atkins, the judge, Ian Masters, the prosecutor, Philip Fox, and Fetchukovich by Mark Straker. The jury spokesman was Sam Dale, and the bystanders, Paul Richard Biggin and Saiket Ahmed. The Brothers Karamazov was dramatised for radio by Melissa Murray, original music by David Pickvance, and the directors were Mark Beebe and Colin Guthrie.
James Naughtie meets Sally Vickers, the best-selling author of Miss Garnet's Angel, in Book Club, after the news.
Monsieur Hercule Poirot! And to think I've lost my autograph book.
Agatha Christie's Dumb Witness on BBC Radio 4.
She's dead!
Dead? We are dealing with a very delicate situation here, my friend.
You mean somebody did it on purpose?
Oh, yes.
How horrible.
John Moffat stars in the afternoon play.
No matter is ever over and finished with until Hercule Poirot ceases to concern himself with it.
This Thursday and Friday afternoon at 2:15.
It's wicked.
BBC Radio 4, the news at 4:00.
It's a new year and, well, stuffs continue to happen. So let's take a look at some recent developments before a deep dive into some Chechen criminal history. Hello, I'm Mark Galliotti, and welcome to my view of Russia in Moscow shadows.
This podcast, of varying length, frequency and format, yet always reassuringly low production values, is supported by generous and perspicacious patrons like you, and also by the crisis exercise software company, Conductor. Well, Happy New Year, one and all, and let's hope 2026 proves a little bit less, bloody and insane are the first two words that spring to mind. And obviously for my paying patrons, I hope you enjoyed your 12 days of shadowy Christmas. This was a series of bonuses that paying patrons get, and there were a couple of little mini podcasts that I'll probably be putting out on general release a month later. Anyway, let's talk about things that have been happening. First of all, in Ukraine, yes, the talks process, who knows quite where we are with that. But the big news is that Andriy Yermak, the former chief of staff, his position, he had to step down, if you remember, amidst a rather embarrassing corruption row, has now been filled by head of military intelligence Kirilo Budanov. Now, look, usual caveats, I'm not a Ukraine specialist. A few thoughts, I mean, certainly Budanov, he is pretty hawkish, but nonetheless, he is what one could call Washington, D.C. proximate. And although there was a sense that Yermak was more associated with the UK, I'm not quite sure if I accept that. I think that really speaks to this notion that somehow it's the Brits who are pushing for war while America is pushing for peace. It's a little bit more complex than that. But main thing is, he is absolutely quite realistic. And indeed, he, despite having in the past made some rather ridiculously bullish statements about retaking Crimea and the like, of late he's been sounding a lot more sober and realistic about the dangers of Ukraine in the war continuing. Does this mean something for the negotiations? Well, look, I can only assume that he wouldn't accept this position if he felt that Kyiv was either on the verge of some humiliating capitulation, or conversely, dooming itself to a forever war. So presumably he thinks that there's some hopes of some kind of reasonable outcome. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. And also we'll have to wait and see how the Western press corps deal with him. I mean, in his position as head of HUR, military intelligence, to be perfectly honest, there was a whole genre of quite embarrassingly fawning Western coverage of him. They couldn't get enough of him and his secret base and his little canary. And I won't go into detail. You can easily Google it if you want. We'll see if they actually start treating him as, shall we say, a political figure now, rather than an icon of resistance. And for some, there's already some claims within the commentariat about how it's bad news to have a securocrat, have someone from the intelligence community given a political role. I'm personally not of the same opinion. Actually, look, a good security official, and this is one of the problems, I mean, if one looks at the people at the top of the Russian security apparatus, I wouldn't regard them as good in this respect. But nonetheless, you know, ultimately, the purpose of intelligence is not just simply to kill people and blow things up, as happens in war, but it is also to provide what's known as the best truth to the political leadership. And I think Budanov, therefore, will have a much better idea of the situation militarily. He's going to have to climb quite a steep learning curve on the political and administrative side of things. But nonetheless, I think actually a smart security officer is often going to be that much more capable of navigating the realities rather than just simply thinking about the optics, which is what politicians, quite frankly, tend to focus on. But we'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, the other big news is, of course, Venezuela. I mean, let me be honest. I think from Moscow's point of view, some people are saying, oh, this is a terrible humiliation for Moscow because their client has been taken away and is going to be put on trial in New York. And others are saying, oh, this is great for Moscow because it essentially creates some kind of moral equivalence between the superpowers and essentially provides an implicit justification that a great power just does what it wants. Well, look, I mean, obviously Moscow wasn't going to do anything to protect Maduro because it couldn't do anything, particularly because it looks like there was some kind of stitch up of a deal. It's not like the Venezuelans were all busy fighting to protect Maduro. And, look, Maduro was never a